From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Tuesday, April 7th, and we're here to bring you this week's weather. We've got Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning to you. Exciting week, a warm week.
Yeah, we are expecting just the most beautiful week here. And first thing to note is we are trying to get some better audio quality for you guys. So if this sounds different and hopefully a little better, that is why. We've got some new nicer mics here to use. So let's jump into the forecast. I mean, this week, potentially the first week that we see 70 degrees, right?
Yes, finally showing up in the forecast. It felt like it was going to be some time, and then pow, it entered our forecast this week. So love that.
Yeah. And you've been tracking some good statistics on when we typically see these 70 degree temperatures, right? So, I mean, we haven't hit the 70s for a little bit. It's been a while.
It's been some time. Yeah. All the way back to October. So it's been about 170 plus days since we've seen a 70 degree temperature. So it's taken some time. This will be the first of the year if we end up Hitting 70 this week.
Yeah, well, I think there's a pretty good chance that we do. It seems like all of the cues are there. And typically, we need a couple of things to kind of line up in place. And that's a bit of high pressure to keep out any cold systems bringing in colder air in. We've got this nice little thermal trough, which is when we get a low area of pressure just the south of us, mostly in Northern California. We've got this area of low pressure setting up, and that kind of increases this tongue of warm air that'll flow up north and up the West Coast. And that also warms us up. And then we've got some offshore flow, which is upper level winds coming from the east. It's very dry. And so we kind of have all those lining up. And I think that'll be enough to boost our temperatures into the low to even mid 70s. I'm kind of pushing my forecast a little closer to the mid 70s or maybe around 73, 74 degrees for Wednesday. So that'll be very exciting.
All right. So if you're all listening to this, you know, lower to mid 70s by Wednesday is going to feel magnificent.
Yeah. You know, I feel like a lot of forecasts are keeping those temperatures, a lot of deterministic models and then ensembles, which are a collection of many models put together, and they take the average of those forecasts. And a lot of them are saying around 70, 71 degrees, maybe. So, I mean, I feel like models can be off, and tomorrow there are a lot of kind of cues lining up. So I feel like there's a chance we hit maybe 73, even 74. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited to hit tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's taking all those things to come together. And then on top of it, the weather models, they don't always see everything that we see. So, of course, right, you know, noticing that offshore flow, that might bump the temperature up a couple degrees. So yeah, that's why we can't just take the number exactly that's coming from the models, and we have to kind of add some of our expertise into it. So I, you know, bump it up a couple degrees. I'm with that.
I know. It should be pretty exciting. So, I mean, low 70s, mid 70s, that would be great. And then Thursday also looks warm too. Mm-hmm. So we kind of see those temperatures sticking around. And I noticed that our overnight lows also bump up towards the mid 40s. So it'll be noticeably warmer overnight. And as you step outside to start the mornings, you'll kind of feel you may not need all those layers that you did the past couple of weeks. So it will get a bit more mild moving forward, and also a good time to maybe check on those air conditioning units. I know I've got a couple friends with houses who do have air conditioning. I mean, lucky them, but that's something that you can check on. You can do a lot of housework outside this week. And also if you do go outside, wear sunscreen. We're kind of in that time of year where the sun is gaining strength. The UV index is increasing, and you can get burned pretty easily in the month of April.
Yes. And so with temperatures pushing into the lower 70s, honestly, that's kind of like a June day, because I know at the end of May, our average high is about 68. Early June, I think it bumps into the 70s. So this is going to be a perfect week to open up the windows, kind of get some fresh air, maybe rolling through the house. However, we're dealing with a pretty high allergy forecast this week.
We are. I was just checking the 5-day forecast here, and we're kind of in the medium to high range in terms of the pollen count. So if you do have allergies, you will likely notice that if you take a step outside. So smart to take your medication if you do so, and to maybe limit time outdoors. A lot of folks have been sending me pictures of flowers and even mentioning the pollen that is built up on their cars, and they can see it on the sidewalks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, all over.
Right. So, I mean, luckily I haven't developed allergies yet, I say, but I know some folks are really impacted by that. So this week we will see high allergy or pollen levels. And it's typically because we don't really have any rain or any winds to really mix things out, right?
Yeah, no rain. It's warm. It's mild. We don't have, you know, through the weekend, we had like some cold weather on Saturday. This is early April, and
right.
Allergy forecast was fine at that point, kind of washes things out and suppresses things. But yeah, we're soaring now. So this is going to be the week of not only nice spring weather, but also those spring allergies.
Yeah. And speaking on some rain, you know, we're not really seeing much of that in the forecast either.
Yeah.
So Wednesday and Thursday, I think we'll see blazing blue skies. It's going to be a gorgeous day. A lot of sunshine, real warm. Friday, a few clouds in and out. There is a bit of a low system that is tracking to the north of us, so we could see some clouds from that. And then comes Saturday, a push from the north. Those upper-level winds could push in a few light showers, but even at this point, the showers could just stay limited to the higher elevations, where Portland is maybe a bit cloudy to start the weekend with no actual measurable rain. But if we do see rain, it would likely be sometime on Saturday. And then moving forward, I mean, Easter is on Sunday, still looking at some beautiful conditions for the holiday and maybe getting outside in the yard for an egg hunt. We're expecting low 60s still come the weekend and plenty of sunshine. Even into Monday, it still looks dry. So overall, the work week here is dry with a lot of sunshine, and the weekend should stay pretty pleasant too.
Yeah, that's a great forecast. And it seems like we're going to be about average or soaring above average all week. And we can now officially say that our average high is 60 degrees. So we've exited. We said farewell to the 50s, and yes, we have now bumped up to the 60s. So this should be just a beautiful week.
Yeah. And it's pretty nice coming off of 2 weeks of colder than normal temperatures.
Yes.
And a bit of rainfall too. So this whole week will feel great. And I really am curious how people practice social distancing. Mm-hmm. When Sunday, if you folks remember Sunday, it turned sunny throughout the afternoon. I think we were in the low 60s. It was just gorgeous. And there were a lot of people outside. I was out towards Laurelhurst Park in the Northeast, and just so many people on the trails. So just remember to stay responsible and be mindful of the distancing in these times, especially. I mean, some of those really populated areas may be even more full come this nice weather week.
Yeah, definitely. I saw some of that on Sunday as well at some of the parks. So yeah, just respect everything that's going on, and give people, you know, their space and enjoy the weather some way. I still really appreciate just the sun coming through the windows and some blue sky when I peek out there. So if you could take advantage of it in your own sort of way, go for a walk, you know, just the social distancing, keep that all in mind.
Right. Yeah. Walk around the neighborhood. All the flowers are out, so that'll be nice. Then, you know, getting some time in your backyards, your patios, and just around your own property is also a good way to go too.
Yeah. I heard someone talking about this the other day. They're like, man, everyone's going to have a beautiful yard come end of spring, early summer, because everyone's going to be doing whatever they can. If you're fortunate enough to, you know, to have a yard of some sort, everyone's been spending a lot of time doing yard work. So good for them, right?
Yeah, Joseph, you have some chickens, don't you?
I have 3 chickens. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
So they're out doing their thing. They're enjoying, when it's nice out, let them out to forage around the yard. And
I'm sure you'll have some nice outdoor time this week with those guys out there. Do you have any Easter plans coming up? I mean, it's on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, no major plans right now. Maybe cook up a nice Easter meal. Other than that, I'll be doing the forecast. So we'll be rocking and rolling. How about you?
Probably do some cooking, you know, kind of stay at home this weekend, maybe make a nice smoked ham. I don't know. We'll see.
I've noticed people that enjoy cooking or like have an interest in yearning to learn more. Like now is also a good time to do some sort of cooking or baking. And you're crushing it. I've been seeing, follow Kelly on social media. She has recipes. She's got it all.
Yeah, I moonlight as a baker at one point in my life.
Nice.
A lot of cool recipes.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's the forecast for you guys. Hope you enjoy this week. It's going to be beautiful outside. We're expecting some good conditions through the rest of the week and staying mainly dry. And again, Easter is on Sunday, so enjoy the holiday. And we'll catch you in next week's forecast.
See ya.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.